Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 66. It is August 16th, 2011, and our topic for today, what is the relationship between financial success and personal growth? The tens of millions of people who are interested in self-improvement have two different but related focuses, financial success and personal growth. People who primarily are interested in financial success seek out products that promise to help them make more money and end up with more wealth. Such people are usually willing to pay more for their courses or webinars than for courses that only improve their emotional well-being. People who primarily are interested in personal growth usually want to change their behavior, such as procrastinating. They want to stop that. And their emotions, such as stopping their anxiety and anger. People for whom this is the goal usually are willing to pay far less for such products. Some of these people, especially those who have a strong spiritual bent, even think that being spiritual precludes them from pursuing money. So although sometimes there's an overlap between these two groups, people tend to have one focus or the other. But even for the people who do pursue both goals, I'm not sure that many people interested in self-improvement are aware that there is an inextricable connection between the two areas of life. Although financial success can be affected by many different factors, including what product or service you're offering, the quality of the offering, to what market, competition, at what price, etc., one of the most critical factors that is often ignored but that significantly affects your financial success is your mental and emotional state. Because my expertise is on how beliefs affect our lives, I'll focus on the impact of beliefs. But whether the source of dysfunctional behavior and emotions are beliefs or anything else, the chance of achieving and enjoying financial success in today's world is slim, unless you're able to get rid of your dysfunctional behavior and emotions. Let me explain why. For many years, success in business depended on showing up every day and doing what you're told. If you did it well enough for long enough, you usually move up through the organization you work for and end up with a nice pension. Today, showing up and doing the right thing is no longer enough, whether you work for yourself or for others. More and more organizations are looking for creative, innovative, imaginative people who'll figure out for themselves what needs to be done instead of waiting to be told. And if you work for yourself, then merely doing what others do, the way others do it, is unlikely to provide significant financial success. Today, the world is looking for the intellectually curious, the people who are willing to take risks, who, as Seth Godin puts it, are willing to, quote, poke the box, close quote. If that is what financial success requires in today's fast-changing world, where what worked yesterday is probably not what's going to work today, and certainly won't be what works tomorrow, then your behavior and emotional state are critical. What is the chance of you being innovative, taking chances, doing what makes sense to you whether others approve or not, etc., if you have even just a few of the following beliefs? I'm not good enough. Mistakes and failure are bad. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. I'm inadequate. I'm not important. What makes me good enough and important is having people think well of me. I'm not capable. I'm not competent. I'm powerless. And that list of self-esteem beliefs doesn't even include specific beliefs about money, such as money's hard to get, money's a struggle, there's never enough money. In addition to the beliefs, what if you also have been conditioned to feel fear if you're rejected, if you're criticized or judged, or if you don't live up to the expectations of others? People with beliefs and conditioning like these will have a hard time doing what they need to do to achieve financial success. Yes, They can learn what to do from a lot of great books and courses, but it still will be difficult to implement that really useful advice with those beliefs and conditionings. My wife, Shelley, who's a certified LEFCO method facilitator who helps about 25 clients a week get rid of limiting beliefs, told me the following story that illustrates this point. She had a client who eliminated a few negative self-esteem beliefs and a few other negative beliefs about achieving financial abundance. One day she got a call from this client who wanted to share some exciting news with her. The client and three of her friends had attended a T. Harv Eckert workshop, after which she had bought the summer house of her dreams. The client attributed her new possession to what she had learned in the workshop. Shelley listened and then asked the client what her friends had purchased. The client responded they hadn't bought anything or done anything to improve their financial condition after the workshop. At that point, Shelley pulled out the client's file and read her some of the beliefs she had eliminated before she attended the workshop. I'm not deserving. Money is scarce and hard to get. You should always save for a rainy day. I'll never get what I want, and I'm not important. Shelley then asked her, do you think you would have spent the money and bought the summer house of your dreams if you still had the beliefs you eliminated? The stunned silence at the other end of the phone line was the answer. Obviously, merely getting rid of limiting beliefs and conditionings is not sufficient to ensure financial abundance. You have to take action. But the ability to take the type of actions required for financial success in today's world require the ability to not be stopped by your fear of making mistakes, by what you think others may think of your behavior, or by a lack of confidence. So if financial success is your focus, and there's nothing wrong with that focus, make sure you handle your personal growth first. It probably will give you a better chance to achieve financial success, and it certainly will enable you to enjoy it more. What do you think about the relationship between personal growth and financial success? Please write your comments on my blog post at mortylefko.com. If you found this post useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of my post at mortylefko.com. And if you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/naturalconfidence. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you next week with podcast number 67.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at mortylefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.